T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The time is 11:29, time to get to Planet Fitness by December 14th to enroll in their Black Card membership for $21.99 per month with no enrollment fee. Chris Hoke joining us for the whole hour. Hoke, I mentioned the Steelers' sack totals. Very impressive. They lead the NFL with 45. However, I term them empty sacks because
empty sacks.
Here's why I say that. They don't occur often enough in the clutch. They don't result in fumbles. And even the pass rush in general, when they're not getting sacks, doesn't result in turnovers down the field. That's why I call them empty sacks, and in some cases, an empty pass rush.
But it takes two pieces of the pie in order to create a turnover, right? You have to have pressure, and you have to have people competing at the point of catch in order to intercept the ball. So even if you have pressure, if you don't have DBs that are there competing at the point of catch, you can't create a turnover.
That's true.
But you look at it, though, it's not so much that you said that sacks don't create turnovers, but what they do, they end drives. And to get the ball back in your offense's hands.
But they don't end drives in the fourth quarter. And how does Bud Dupree continue? Every time the guy gets a sack, how does the ball never pop out? How is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe he's not bringing his arms enough. But you look at it, and we talked about Bud Dupree in one of the last segments, is Bud Dupree has been getting a much more pressure on the quarterback. He's drawing holding penalties now. He had a sack last week. He has 5.5 sacks on the season. And I want to say that most of those have come over the last 6 weeks or so. So is he playing at an all-pro level? No, but he's playing much better than he was the first month of the season.
All right, changes maybe in the secondary. Cam Sutton got some work yesterday instead of Mike Hilton, according to the reports. And also Artie Burns got some work again instead of Sensabaugh at corner. Tomlin promised changes. He said they may not be dramatic. What do you think of those potential changes?
Well, I think Mike Hilton, he struggled in this last game. He struggled against the Raiders. Gave up and the week before that,
big long play
on the out and up, and he gave out the out and up double move. He gave a big touchdown pass, and so he struggled the last couple games. What Mike does, he's really good on the underneath stuff, but when he's got a carry guy down the field, at times he struggles, and it could be because of his height, and guys are bigger and stronger than him. And then you look at Artie Burns and Cody Sensabaugh. I don't think Cody Sensabaugh is the problem. I don't think he's struggled, in my opinion, over the last little while. Is he an elite corner? No, but he hasn't been exposed. I think there's other issues on this defense. So switching him and Artie Burns, I don't know if that's the answer that's going to fix everything.
What can we expect from Artie Burns after being out all this time? You know, his confidence, you wonder where it is. What, he got in the one play when Hayden got hurt right in the collision of the Chargers game. And got beat on the 2-point conversion by, you know, and I know it's tough down there with the play fakes and stuff, by Antonio Gates. What can we reasonably expect for Artie Burns? Can he salvage his season?
You sure hope so. He's a young player, and he's a first-round draft pick, and he's got a lot of talent. And so you root for this guy and hope that he can bounce back and somehow find his way out there on that defense. And there's more than just being athletic. There's more than just being a football player out there. You have to be mentally tough, especially as a corner, because a lot of times you are the last line of defense. You're on an island, and if you get beat, you have to be able to let that go and forget about it and bounce back. Artie has not shown the ability to do that to this point. You're going to get beat as a corner. It's going to happen. You play this game long enough, you're going to get beat quite a bit at the corner spot. But you have to be able to bounce back and lock down, and that means you have to be mentally tough. I don't know if Artie's shown yet that he's tough mentally.
Chris Hoke, brought to you by Solomon Auto Group. All right, let's dive into the Patriots a little more, and specifically what it's like to go against Brady and that offense, because you've done it many times. Like I mentioned before, Chris, people have told me, you know, he beats you with his brain. He identifies matchups. I think of the AFC title game from a few years ago, and I was looking before the snap. Wait a second, James Harrison just split out with Julian Edelman. That's not going to turn out well. Brady will identify that right away.
Right away.
And it happens.
It happens.
So how do you sort of play the cat and mouse game with him before the snap?
Well, like I talked about in the opening segment, what teams are doing to the Steelers, and I'm just giving you perspective here, teams are coming out in a first or second down formation or personnel, and then they line up and spread. are empty backfield, which means they're all out of receivers. You got to walk out linebackers. Those are the kind of things that Tom Brady does. And the New England Patriots, Josh McDaniels, they'll come out with two tight ends and a running back and two receivers, which is typically a running formation, and then they'll spread them all out. And now you got to walk out linebackers. You got to walk out an outside linebacker to match up man for man. Where if they would come out with three receivers, one tight end, one back, okay, now that's a passing formation. So you bring in your extra DB or your extra run, and your LJ Fort. And so they do those kind of things. They come out and they play with you in terms of the defensive coordinator. Okay, we're coming out in this personnel package, but we're gonna blow them up, and we're gonna make it be a passing down when you're in the wrong defense.
What do you do with Gronkowski? Six games he's played against the Steelers, Chris. I figured out the numbers. He's averaged 6.5 catches, 111 yards, and he has 8 touchdowns in 6 games. Last year, obviously, unbelievably, 9 for 160.
But those came in the fourth quarter, though, Cookie. Remember, they came on that last drive.
Right.
And Sean Davis.
What do you do?
What do you do? I don't think he's as good of a player this year as he has been in the past. Injuries, you know, have caught up to him a little bit, but I don't believe it's. I think it's temporary, not for the rest of his career. I think he's coming over from injuries. He had 8 for over 100 yards last week in terms of receiving. What you got to do, you got to get in his face and you got to compete. You cannot give, like, you watch how they covered Jared Cook. When Jared Cook, a lot of times they left him wide open, and they just didn't want him to beat him over the top. You've got to get in his face. You got to be physical with him, and you can't let him push you around. And so you got to stop. You got to break up the rhythm that this Patriots offense has. Because last week when they played the Dolphins, they put a lot of points on the board.
That's what I'm frightened of. Is right now Gronk, even though I agree with you. And really, Brady, I think they're slightly diminished versions of themselves, and yet they're still very good to great.
Yeah, well, they are. And it's right now when you have a defense that's not hitting on all cylinders, that's not thriving with an offense that, I mean, last week Tom Brady threw for 358 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
And I didn't mention all his other weapons, including
exactly.
Josh Gordon. How do you deal with him?
Josh Gordon has 701 yards this year. I mean, he's playing great for the New England Patriots. I mean, Bill Belichick's almost revived his career. And so he's catching the ball and doing well after the catch. This offense, right, they got a lot of weapons. Julian Edelman. I mean, it's going to be tough for the Steelers defense to stop them.
I would guess. I mean, Brady's.
I think so.
You know, they're 3-11 against the Steelers. Are 3-11 against the Patriots during the Brady Belichick era. Tomlin is 2-7, and one of his wins came in when Brady didn't play in New England.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just some teams. Did you feel like when you played certain teams, you had their number, so to speak? You were in their head.
Yeah, yeah. I think that there's a big brother, little brother factor there. And just to go along with your stats, Cookie. In the last 8 games, Brady's 23 touchdowns, 1 interception.
1 interception. Trivia question: you remember who had the interception?
Ooh.
Last give you
year.
Some hints.
Last yeah. year.
Is
this
a little treat?
Little
last
treat.
Year.
Little treat.
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's a linebacker.
Vince Williams.
Vinny Williams. You know what? If you look at Tom Brady, though, they just know how to attack this. It's a good matchup for them. For some reason, we have struggled to stop them and slow them down consistently. You saw what Coach Thomas said in the press conference. They said, hey, have you figured out a way to slow down Gronk? He said, some teams have.
We have.
But we haven't. The Steelers just, I don't think they have the personnel to but be able to endure a full 4 quarters,
you know,
and stopping
them. The cheating part of it aside, this goes back forever. This goes back to Dick LeBeau. It goes back to Bill Cowher.
Yep.
It's not just a Tomlin Keith Butler situation. No. I mean, that game. What was it? The game when they got beat? What gave up 55 points in New England? Troy was playing that day. Were you on that team?
I was.
It was the worst defensive day in Steelers history.
That was the one we just got that they lit up the scoreboard, and that was what was our safety's name? Anthony Smith. I saw him a couple weeks ago. Was that the game when he called out and said we're going to shut down?
That one wasn't it.
He didn't guarantee
the win
again, did he?
No, that was another game.
We got blown. That game, they blew it. I mean, they beat us up pretty good in that game as well.
I remember walking up to Troy after that 55-point game, and he goes, Ron, were we as bad as – he said, did we look as bad as I think? I said, you look worse.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the worst game in Steelers history, points and yards.
Absolutely. And here's what they would do. They would just abandon the run game because they knew they couldn't run on us, so they'd just spread us out. Again, like what I was talking about, they would just spread us out and make our linebackers and outside linebackers cover running backs out wide, and they just do a little quick slant, and it was a run alternative, and they kept moving the chains and scoring points. It's tough to stop.
Well – that's why the Steelers shifted their philosophy a little bit this year in the draft and who they acquired. They're supposed to have these hybrid players who can cover people and play the run at the same time. So I guess we'll find out more on Sunday.
Yeah. And listen, we don't have a linebacker. I'm just going to be honest. We don't have that linebacker that can play all three downs.
Yeah.
That can run in space and can play the run. We had James Ferrier when I played that could do all three downs. Then you had Lawrence Timmons, who when he was in his prime, he could play all three downs. And then you had Ryan Shazier. They don't have that guy right now that can play the run as well as he can play the pass.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.